Bring out the confident you with Dr. Rashmi Sharma.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Rashmi Sharma. I'm dermatologist practicing in South Delhi. I'm senior consultant at Porter's Hospital, Vasant Kunj, Madhukar Rainbow Children Hospital and Birthright, and Rosewalk Hospital, New Delhi. We all are going through a tough phase due to global pandemic COVID-19 lockdown. But at the midst of all this doomy time, I would like to share a few tips to keep your skin shiny and glowy. So most important factor is to stick to your grooming routine. So stick to your cleansing, toning and moisturizing regime. Use a good cleanser, maybe soap-free cleanser or a foam-based cleanser, followed by a toner. Toner has to be alcohol-free toner. And stick to your moisturizer. For this weather, a lightweight moisturizer would be good enough. Next, follow by a UV sunscreen. I always mention, apply sunscreen whether you're outdoors, indoors, rainy day or a sunny day, whatever it is, don't forget to wear your UV guard. After that, you must apply whatever medicine you are taking otherwise for maybe your acne or pigmentation problem. So stick to that, keep on doing it. Most important factor is you look how you are and what you eat. So don't forget to maintain a healthy lifestyle. So have a good diet, do exercises, maybe you can pick up on some yoga or maybe dance fitness classes or maybe online life classes or maybe you can do some functional training on your own at home. Coming back to diet, have a good proportionate diet which is rich in carbohydrate, protein, fat. Include a lot of fruits in your diet, maybe you can take lots of citrus fruit which is also anti-inflammatory and fight against all these illnesses. You must take lukewarm water, sips in between. Early morning, maybe you can do saline water gargles, and you can also do some steam inhalation, which will make your skin also good and which is good for your throat as well. We all know that to fight this coronavirus, you have to keep washing our hand frequently so that we don't get infected. But we also know that because of frequent washing of the hand, it strips away the natural oil or lipid we have. So what is the option? So what I recommend is use a gentle cleanser, maybe which is very mild and not very thick and very soapy, but followed by moisturizer, which is must, because you know, usually we don't wash our hands so much, but nowadays we are doing a lot of hand washing, frequent hand washing, so moisturizer becomes a must. Night care is most important. Whatever you have done the whole day, at night, wash your face, make your face totally, it should be totally clean. And apply a good moisturizer, maybe which you anyways following, maybe some of you would be applying some anti-aging cream, under eye gel, vitamin E or vitamin C rich night serums. So stick to that. With all this, it's important also to give you few general tips at this time. We all are going through tough time and it's really very difficult for all of us. You have two options, either you can take it negatively or you can really take it very positively and fight against coronavirus with healthy mind, body and healthy skin. So, you know, in fact, this is the time when you can do actually whatever you wanted to do in life, you know, because you have so much of free time right now. So why not utilize it? Maybe you can make some journals. You can make a list of places you want to visit, songs you want to listen, movies you want to watch, and you have all the time to watch those movies, which you never had any time before. So maybe you can pick up some books which you wanted to read. You can read that. And you have full time to connect to your family, your friends. Maybe you can talk to your grandparents, your family members, your friends and practice social distancing. Along with social distancing, I also want to mention practice social media distancing. It's very important because there's no point feeding your mind with all the negative or all the myth which you are reading anywhere on the WhatsApp or social media. So refrain from that. Choose your source of information very rightly and no need to, you know, because there's so much of information overload these days. It's not unlikely to suffer from information overload syndrome. So please restrict your screen time also. Before I leave, I would like to tell you, let's catch up next Wednesday again for another insightful podcast just for you. Thank you. Be safe. Be at home. Take care.
Bring out the confident you with Dr. Rashmi Sharma.